stay on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
May God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord of life and power, through the mighty resurrection of your Son, you have overcome the old order of sin and death and have made all things new in him. May we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, reign with him in glory, who with you and the Holy Spirit is alive, one God, now and forever.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime, for one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food, shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thank you.
Pierre ouvrit la bouche et dit, « Je me rends compte en vérité que Dieu est impartial et qu'en toute nation, quiconque le craint et pratique la justice trouve accueil auprès de lui. Son message, il l'a envoyé aux Israélites, la bonne nouvelle de la paix de Jésus, par Jésus-Christ, lui qui est le Seigneur de tous les hommes. Vous le savez, l'événement a gagné la Judée entière. Il a commencé par la Galilée, après le baptême que proclama Jean. Ce Jésus-Christ, issu de Nazareth, vous savez comment Dieu lui a conféré l'onction d'Esprit Saint et de puissance. Il est passé partout en bienfaiteur. Il guérissait tous ceux que le diable tenait à servir, car Dieu était avec lui. Et nous autres sommes témoins de toute son œuvre sur le territoire des Juifs, comme à Jérusalem. Lui, qu'ils ont supprimé en le pendant en bois, Dieu l'a ressuscité le troisième jour, et il lui a donné de manifester sa présence, non pas au peuple en général, mais bien à des témoins d'hommes d'avancée par Dieu. À nous qui avons mangé avec lui et bu avec lui après sa résurrection d'entre les morts. Enfin, il nous a prescrit de proclamer au peuple et de porter ce témoignage. C'est lui que le Dieu a désigné comme juge des vivants et des morts. C'est à lui que tous les prophètes rendent le témoignage que voici. Le pardon des péchés est accordé par son nom à quiconque met en lui sa foi. Here with the Spirit saying to the church.
When she saw the stone had been removed from the burial cave, she ran to find stands on the rock, and he shows goodwill, the much-loved follower of Creator sets free. She found them, and catching her breath, she said to them, "They have taken the body of our wisdom keeper away, and we do not know where he is." Stands on the rock raced to the burial cave, but the other follower outran him and came in first. He stooped low to look inside, but did not go in all the way. He saw strips of cloth lying there, but the cloth that had been wrapped around his head of Creator Sets Free was rolled into a bundle lying by itself. Stands on the Rock arrived behind him and came to the cave. When he went inside, he saw the same things. The other follower, who had arrived first, now found the courage to go inside all the way.
He saw the burial cave was empty and believed. But they still did not understand from the sacred teachings that he would return from death. Then they went back to the place where they were staying. After the men left, strong tears from Creator's High Lodge went back to the garden. Her heart was on the ground as she stood outside the cave, weeping. As the tears ran down her face, she looked inside. There she saw two spirit messengers dressed in white. They were sitting, one at the head, the other at the feet, of where the body of Creator Sets Free had once lain. They looked at her and said, "Honored woman, why do you weep?" "My wisdom keeper is gone," she answered, "and I do not know where they have taken him." She turned around to see a man standing behind her. It was Creator Sets Free, but she did not recognize him. "Honored woman, why the tears?" he said to her. "Who are you looking for?" She thought he was the keeper of the garden, so she said, "If you have carried him away, tell me where and I will find him." "Strong tears," he said to her in a soft and kind voice. She looked closer at him and her eyes grew wide. Then she hugged him close and whispered in his ear in her native language, "Rabboni," she said, meaning wisdom keeper. "You must let me go," he said back to her. "I have not yet gone up to the Father. Go to my brothers who walk the road with me and say to them, 'I am going up to my Father and your Father, to the one who is the great spirit and father of us all.'" Creator Sets Free had chosen to show himself first to a woman, strong tears from Creator's High Lodge, the one he had set free from seven evil spirits. Strong tears then went and found the followers of Creator Sets Free and said, "I have seen our wisdom keeper." She then told them everything she had heard from him. The Gospel of Christ.
May these words and our hearts give glory to the risen Christ. Amen. Over the past year, we made some big changes to our church. You see them around you. Some of you will be used to it already. For some of you, it will feel a bit new to sit in the nice plush chairs. It was a long project to get started. You know, you wait, and then all of a sudden you're doing it. And one of the parts that we did that we hadn't planned to do, but the opportunity was there, was up by the upper altar. There were pews along each side with a narrow passway in the middle. Well, we took them out and we put chairs in a nice community oval, and the oval was crying out for something in the middle. So I put a table with figures from a children's focus that I've been collecting over the years. So there's miniature Jesus and disciples. And we haven't really done it as a story time in the worship service, but I change it every week, and I'm delighted when I see the children go up there and move the figures around. Sometimes I can't tell what the story means after they're moved around, but I love that they're engaged. There's a long story about how I came to have these things. There was an old Sunday school curriculum that involved unpainted wooden figures, so you had to project your imagination onto who they were and what they looked like. And in a previous church, a woman who is an artist said to me, "Could I paint those for you?" And so she painted the disciples and the camels and Jesus. And then she said, you know, you don't have all the stories. So we got some tracing paper and we created other figures in the tracing paper. And then a man from my church said, I cut down a tree in my yard. I think I can make boards out of it so it can be really authentic. And so we used the tracing paper and we cut out these figures. And then we had a painting party. And so people of the congregation painted them. And some of them signed the bottom. Some of them are anonymous, but some of them signed the bottom. And when I looked, I remember who they were, and I'm grateful for them. Then we realized that all the characters were white. Like, how did we not notice that? And so we had to make more because we wanted everyone to feel like they're part of God's family. And this week, I was setting it up for Holy Week, and I realized that in one of the many moves that I've had, the tomb did not come with me. And there was a lovely tomb made of rocks all glued together, and so, you know, you improvise as you go. And I was looking through cupboards to figure out, what could I put here instead of a tomb? And I found a big brass door hinge. You know, like one that opens and closes from some forgotten door of this church, I guess. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Is the resurrection the hinge story in who we are? And I wanted to say, well, yes, it is. But then I thought, well, no, that's really a question. Because maybe it's not the only hinge story. Maybe there are other hinges that connect us and open a door for us into feeling that our faith is real. So for some people, it might be the suffering of Jesus on the cross, because it aligns with suffering we feel, that's the hinge story. For some people, it might be the coming of the Holy Spirit, because that we would feel empowered in a situation where we didn't know what to do. That's a liberating hinge that makes the story open for me or for you. And others will say, well, if he wasn't born, he couldn't be on the cross and he couldn't die. So it's actually Christmas, and Christmas is the hinge. And you can go further with this, right? If we had not been created, there would be no way of telling stories at all. So the creation is the hinge. It's what opens the door into all of our reflections on who we are and what we're meant to do with our lives. So maybe it depends on the person. Maybe one of those is your hinge. Or maybe it depends on what you're going through. That different parts of the story will really resonate for you depending on what's happening. But not to disallow any of those other hinge stories, today is the day of the resurrection, so let's go with that as the hinge story. So Mary lingers at the tomb. I hope you appreciated hearing the First Nations translation. Mary is strong tears from Creator's High Lodge, and Jesus is Creator Sets Free. It's from a beautiful translation we've been using, created by many First Nations as one that encompasses their feelings about the Creator. So we used it today, and Mary is in the garden lingering at the tomb, and she's confused. So at this point, you know, you come to a cemetery, let's say, and there's an empty hole in the ground. What would you think? Reasonable enough for her to say, well, you know, maybe someone took the body. And then she meets Jesus, and the phrase is, supposing him to be the gardener. And I thought, well, do you know how rich that is? It's a callback to the Creator in the garden. The Jewish people responded to the creation myths of the surrounding cultures. And we got Genesis chapter 1 and 2. The other creation stories are a bit challenging if you get to know what they're about. The Babylonians had a story that we now call the Enuma Elish. And that is the opening phrase in the ancient language, when from on high, as in when from on high God created. But their story has a war between the gods, and one of the gods kills the other god, and that dead god becomes the earth. Now, the Israelites may have known these stories from their neighbors, or when they went into exile in Babylon, they would certainly have heard that story. And what we get is deliberately not that. The Hebrew story refuses the image of a war between gods, and instead we have one God creating as an act of choice. And that creation is very hands-on, as if God had hands in the soil, God as the gardener. And whatever you may think of those Genesis stories, it's very rich. God is specifying which trees to eat from. God is walking in the garden in the cool of the evening. We have these layers in our stories that are callbacks when we have the story at hand, which is Mary thinks Jesus was the gardener. And I was thinking, well, what did she see? I mean, the grave clothes are lying in a pile in the tomb. He must have been wearing something, or that would have been commented on. Was he dressed the same way as everyone else? When I see gardeners today, could they be mistaken for Jesus too? The gardeners I see, typically they have casual clothes, dirty hands and dirty knees, and maybe they're a bit sweaty. They're not the stained glass window elegant gowns. And when I see gardeners today, and I'm one, I have my own community garden plot where I'm going to be growing tomatoes again this year. When I'm at my garden plot, I feel kind of protective of my tomatoes. And I'm proud when they do well. And when there aren't that many tomatoes, I wonder what I did wrong. And I'm hopeful for when the harvest comes. My experience is that they all get ripe at once and then I don't know what to do, but I love the feeling of abundance. I know some of you have gardens. As you walk in your garden in the cool of the evening, could you be mistaken for the Creator or Jesus? Then comes the reveal. Jesus says Mary's name. I don't know if it's the tone of voice. The First Nations translation suggests that that is what it is. Or it's that she feels known by him. And so this person who knows her addresses her, and she realizes it really is him. What kind of a hinge is it for you if you felt the Creator of the universe really knows you? And it's not just that Jesus was alive, it's Mary felt alive again in her grief because part of her had died in her sorrow. But now he's alive. I was trying to imagine, does this ring true for us in death? So when my father died, I did feel like a part of me had died. But we did a lot of remembering, and we created this shared photo album together. And that process of putting those pictures together, I felt like I was with him. And I felt alive doing it. For Mary, what did she do? Well, she doubted. Then she went and she told the other disciples, and they doubted. We got the whole Easter season to work out. how doubt works and why having doubt is good. It means you're working on it. So she went and she told them. They came, they believed. Then they kept on doing the bread and the wine just like he had done it with them. And they remembered what he taught and tried to live by it. Now, there are many Christians who will say that the fact that he died and rose is enough. But I think they were originally attracted to him because he knew them and because they loved his teaching. Some parts of this story can be the hinge that opens up your life. Different parts depending on what you're going through. The story says Jesus is alive. I think the story also says that the parts of you that matter most, God is raising them also. Amen.
Christ is risen, alleluia, praise God. victory over death. Christ is risen, and the power of resurrection fills the world with new life, hope, and expectation. We offer our prayers and petitions, saying, Lord of glory, and responding, hear our prayer. On this day of resurrection, we pray for our earth. Let us nurture and care for the air, water, and soil that nurtures and sustains us. Lord of glory, we pray for peace in the world, in all the troubled places, near and far, and for all peoples. Let there be food, shelter, families reunited, and hope for the future. Lord of glory, faithful God, today, all over the world, your church is celebrating the resurrection. In different languages and cultures, today we are one in our worship and our joy. We pray for Anne, our acting primate and metropolitan, Chris, our indigenous archbishop, and Shane, our bishop. In our parish, we pray for Gary, Alan, Pat and Christina, Barb and Monica, Nick, Carrie, Jesse, the staff and clients of the Well, and all who contribute to the life of our community. Lord of glory, we pray for our families and friends, both near and far. We pray for the brokenhearted, for the sick, remembering especially today Alice, David, Inga, Peter, and Jack. For the lonely, for those struggling with the demands of daily living, that your presence will comfort them in their time of need. Lord of glory, strengthen us in mission and service to others, that day by day we grow in love for you and for each other. Lord of glory, we pray for all who have died and in whose memory the flowers are given today, and for all those close to our hearts that they are sharing in this promise of new life through the resurrection. Lord of glory, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. May the joy of this resurrection day abide with us this day and always. Amen.
Thank you.
Receive all we offer you this day, and grant that we who have confessed your name and received new life may live in the joy of the resurrection through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
As our Savior taught us, so we pray.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
May the joy of the risen Christ fill your heart and mind as you go forth from this place. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day, and remain with you always.
Thank you. Go in peace
to love and serve the Lord.